Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memories. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
They bring to me.
How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good morning, everyone, and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Praise His holy name and give Him thanks for another day. And another day in which we can share the word with someone else that may stand in need of it to make heaven their home. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, as I look into your word, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to be with me, to open our hearts and our minds to be receptive of this word so that we can have a greater understanding of the true meaning, Father, of what is being said, so that we cannot be deceived, Father, by Satan or by mankind. Because we have a lot today, Father, that are teaching contrary to your word. Now, Father, be with us throughout this study. Let us not speak anything that is untrue. And I'm asking this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Everyone, we are in 1 Kings chapter 14. As we go in to this chapter, we're going to find some things that changes. Now, verse 1. At this time, Abijah, the son of Jeroboam, fell sick. And Jeroboam said to his wife, "Arise, I pray thee, and disguise thyself, that thou be not known to be the wife of Jeroboam. And get thee to Shiloh. Behold, there is Ahijah, the prophet, which told me that I should be king over this people. Now, two names right here in these two verses that all are so close, if you don't really watch, you're going to be called all the same thing. One is Abijah, the son of Jeroboam, which is spelled A-B-I-J-A-H. And then he sent his wife to Ahijah, the prophet. The only difference in the spelling is one letter. And it is changed from B to H. A-H-I-J-A-H. Now, she is to disguise herself so the prophet won't know her. They don't realize that the Lord God knows everything. And they're not going to be able to fool him, nor those that they are really in need of. Three. And take with thee 10 loaves and cracklings and a cruse of honey, and go to him. He shall tell thee what shall become of the child. Four. And Jeroboam's wife did so, and rose and went to Shiloh, came to the house of Ahijah, but Ahijah could not see, for his eyes were set by reason of his age. Now this is the first time anywhere in the Bible that I have seen somebody who can't see because of age. I'm not saying it ain't someplace else, but it's the first one I've seen and understood, and I've been all the way through this Bible several times. Now, anyway, five, and the Lord said unto Ahijah, behold, the wife of Jeroboam cometh to ask a thing of thee for her son, for he is sick. Thus shalt thou say unto her, for it shall be when she cometh in that she shall horn herself to be another woman. She's going to be pretending now. Six. And it was so, when Ahijah heard the sound of her feet as she came in at the door, that he said, come in, thou wife of Jeroboam. Why diggest thou thyself to be another? For I am sent to thee with heavy tidings. Seven. Go tell Jeroboam, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, for as much as I exalted thee from among the people and made thee prince over my people Israel. Now, there in verse 5, where she is disguising herself and all, it tells us there to look at chapter 11, verse 29 through 31. And when we do that, here's what we say. And it came to pass at that time, well, the footnote says, which is what it told us to look at, although the prophet Elijah predicted the division of the kingdom and Jeroboam's kingship over the northern 10 tribes, he would later pronounce judgment against the house of Jeroboam, which is going on here where we are. Now, as we go in to verse 7, he's telling his wife, go tell it to your own, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, for as much as I dealt to thee from among the people and made thee prince over my people Israel, 8, and rent the kingdom away from the house of David, and gave it thee, and yet thou hast not been as my servant David, kept my commandments, and who followed me with all his heart to do that only which was right in my eyes. 9. But hast thou done evil above all that were before thee, for thou hast gone and made thee other gods and molten images to provoke me to anger, and hast cast me behind thy back. Well, we know he did. He made 2 golden calves. Now, he put them even in 2 different places with 2 different gods. Now, we find out now what's going to take place because of it. 10. Therefore, behold, I will bring evil upon the house of Jeroboam, and will cut off from Jeroboam him that pisseth against the wall, and him that is shut up and left in Israel, and will take away the remnant of the house of Jeroboam, as a man taketh away dung, till it all be gone. 11. Him that die of Jeroboam in the city shall the dogs eat, and him that die in the field shall the fowls of the air eat, for the Lord has spoken it. 12. Arise thou therefore, get thee to thy own house, and when thy feet enter into the city, the child shall die. You see, it don't pay to go against the Lord God. Because he has his ways. He has given us a way to follow him, to be with him, not only here on the earth, but throughout eternity. But he has also let us have free choice. But there's only 2 ways we can go. We cannot blame him because he has made the way and gave us everything we need in order to be his and to follow him. And yet mankind is choosing to go the other way and make things their way, just as oval. Here was good. Jeroboam. We've got a lot of them today. Doing things their own way in our churches. And it's not right. It is contrary to the word of Almighty God. And they're living it. And they have become so proud of it that they're showing everybody in the world what they are doing, what they have done, and proclaiming to be things they are not and cannot even be. But this is the way things are. Now he's told her, we're back to her house. When she enters into the city, the child shall die. 13. And all Israel shall mourn for him and bury him, for he only of Jeroboam shall come to the grave, because in him there is found some good thing toward the Lord God of Israel in the house of Jeroboam. But God's not blaming the child, see. Now, he's not going to have to suffer as the others. Now, 14. Moreover, the Lord shall raise him up a king over Israel, who shall cut off the house Jeroboam. That day, but what even now? 15. For the Lord shall smite Israel as a reed is shaken in the water, and he shall root up Israel out of this good land which he gave to their fathers, and shall scatter them beyond the river, because they have made their groves, provoking the Lord to anger. 16. And he shall give Israel up because of the sins of Jeroboam, who did sin, and who made Israel to sin. 17. And Jeroboam's wife arose and departed and came to Tirzah. Tirzah. And when she came to the threshold of the door, the child died. Happened just as she was told. They buried him, and all Israel mourned for him, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by the hand of his servant Ahijah. 19. And the rest of the acts of Jeroboam, how he warred and how he reigned, behold, they are written in the book of Chronicles of the kings of Israel. 20. And the days which Jeroboam resigned were 22 years. He slept with his fathers, and Nadab his son reigned in his stead. Now, B.C., who has taken over as king. 21, Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, reigned in Judah. And Rehoboam was 41 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 17 years in Jerusalem, the city which the Lord did choose out of all the tribes of Israel, to put his name there, and his mother's name was Naamah, an Amorite. 22. And Judah did evil in the sight of the Lord, and they provoked him to jealousy with their sins which they had committed above all that their fathers had done. 23. They also built them high places and images and groves on every high hill and under every green tree. Now, 24. And there were also Sodomites in the land, and they did according to all the abominations of the nations which the Lord cast out before the children of Israel. You know, this cultic prostitution involving both sexes was carried on at the Canaanite religious shrines. These debased practices became a stumbling block to Israel's spiritual experience. They would contribute to God's judgment of Judah. That is some of the reasons why this judgment is coming like it is. All right. 26. And he took away the treasures of the house. Of the Lord. And the treasures of the king's house. He even took away all. And he took away all the shield of gold which Solomon had made. Now, the accuracy of the biblical note here is certain. The Pharaoh of Egypt's 22nd dynasty made an extensive invasion that encompassed both the northern and southern kingdoms, and his triumphs are recounted particularly in an inscription found in the temple of Amun at Karnak. Only Rehoboam's repentance saves Jerusalem and Judah from full extinction at this time. For Rehoboam's attempt at thwarting the raising menace of Egypt, there was just so much going on that should not have been. And the Lord has gotten angry. Now, 27, the king Rehoboam made in their stead brazen shields and committed them into the hands of the chief of the guards which kept the doors at the king's house. Do you know that is not going to stop the Lord and his work? 28. And it was so, when the king went to the house of the Lord, that the guard bear them and brought them back to the guard chamber. 29. Now the rest of the acts of Rehoboam and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the king of Judah? 30. When there was war between Rehoboam and Jeroboam all their days, and Rehoboam slept with his fathers and was buried with his fathers in the city of David, and his mother's name was Naamah, an Amorite, and Abijam, his son, reigned in his stead. So they've got another one taken over now from him. We have seen David, Solomon, and Rehoboam, now his son. So we have come to the end now of chapter 14. We'll be stopping there for the morning. We have found that in the Old Testament, when you would go against God, you were going to pay a price. It didn't matter who you were, whether you was king or a servant. You wasn't going to be able to go against the commandments and the statutes of Almighty God without knowing about it. And they're believing today that they can. I got news for them. They can't. They may get away with it here on this earth for a while, but you know, that don't always work. You can have all the money in the world and be one of the most miserable among mankind. Think about it. And yet you can walk with really nothing and be full of joy if you're walking with the Lord. Because you'll have actually whatever you really need. You may not have million-dollar homes, the biggest, flashiest sports car, wear Rolex watches. You'll have everything you need when you serve the Lord God. And you'll be at peace, and you'll be filled with joy. Now, let us get ready and go to prayer. That phone will quit in a minute. Now, that phone's in the other room. I can't even get to it when I'm here teaching. All right. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we close your word this morning, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit. And Father, I do pray for Israel. I pray for them to have peace. But Father, even more than that, I pray that they will all do away with their other ways and come to a belief in the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah. In this land in which we live, Father, so much evil been brought up on it, its people. Because we have those in our government that is filled with evil. The Father, they're working right now to bring even more and greater evil upon this land. We pray now, Father, for them to be removed from office and replaced with those that love you, that will serve you and the Lord Jesus Christ, your church, and your people, and this land. And work, Father, to put our government back upon the foundation in which it was founded, that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. For all that is in my heart, you know, each and every one of them, I'm asking, Father, for all to be kept this day in health, kept safe, and come together again this evening at 6 p.m., Father, Eastern Time, back into your word. Now, Father, this is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, everyone. Have a great, great day.